Coming up on TMS, why do you keep looking at your seat?
1,000 bodies found under a college in Mississippi.
Pill-sized camera heading up your bum soon.
It's already there. Rodman made a big mess before he left North Korea.
It's so bad. Chris Kattan is in some real trouble.
Fitness geek.
Jury duty.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Flappy Bird.
Take it from Carinkles. That's me. The best breakfast under the big top is post-sugar rice Carinkles. So crinkly, so delicious, so different. Each grain of rice in sugar rice Carinkles is Carinkled with honey and sugar. It's so good, I Carinkle every time I eat it.
Pointy-eared hobgoblin.
This is The Morning Stream. Shut up, baby, I know it.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream, or the, I don't know. How do you know what to say when there's a the or the? What do you do?
The Morning Stream, if it begins, if the next word begins with a vowel,
yeah.
I do a the end, right?
Okay, so the aftermath. End, the aftermath.
Right.
But you wouldn't say the guy who hit me with his car.
No, that's because guy doesn't begin with a vowel.
So if I said, all right, so if we
so
say.
If it's a consonant, you say the. If it's a vowel, you say the.
Is it? That's really how it's supposed to work?
I don't know if it's a hard and fast rule, but.
But that's the rule you live by.
Yeah, that's the rule I live by.
All right. Well.
The Audible ad. The HelloFresh ad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now it's starting to make sense to me.
Yes.
Do you ever say, have you ever in your life, except for when you've maybe read it somewhere, have you ever referred to anybody as thee? Like,
oh, like
I pray like, thee, don't take my
oh,
Walkman.
Oh, thee, like that. No, yeah. No.
Okay, good. Don't ever do that. Yes. That's a bygone era. We don't need to do that anymore.
My country to something.
Yeah, well, I guess I do that when we sing. Or if there's like a reason that's like some throwback, but never in common conversation.
No.
I wouldst that thou wouldst put more mayo on mine footlong, this freaking employee of Subway, right? You don't know.
By
that.
The hoary hosts of Asgard, get me more mustard.
I talk like this because Kim and I have been binge watching the Borgias there on the Showtime. Well, it's on Netflix, but. It's a Showtime show with your new Alfred. What's his name? Jeremy Irons in it.
Sure, yeah.
It's really good. I'm a sucker. Just plant me in front of anything that says historical drama, and you pretty much have me. Doesn't matter what it is or how good it is. I'm kind of in. And that's how everybody's talking. So I'm in the mood right now for a lot of long, drawn out. I wish that thine heart would be mine.
Right,
kind of talk, you know.
I'd
love that.
So I was just told in via text by Daryl that my the rule is dumb.
Oh, is it? He'll have to explain then, because why would he say that?
Exactly. I can't wait to hear it.
Let's see. He should have said thine rule
thine
is dumb.
The rule.
The
dumb.
The dumb rule is the dumb. Yeah, he says your the rule is dumb. All right, Daryl, you're going to have to explain yourself when you come on a little bit later here on the show. All right, Brian, let's get right into it. It's the morning stream, and it's, I didn't even tell people, it's Tuesday, February 11th, 2014, just to give you some orientation as to why you're here and what day it is. We have a lot to go over, but first off, a follow-up to yesterday's admonition that if you went to our Patreon page at patreon.com/TMS and you signed up for the $5 or more package, or if you upgraded your account to the $5 or more package between yesterday at 8 a.m. and today, which is 8 a.m. 3 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. So now the deal's off.
It's over. Yep.
You were eligible to get free stuff, and it's a free sticker pack, and it's everybody in that category.
Well, additional free stuff. I mean, you can still get free stuff.
Yeah. This is a bonus.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not holding anything. We're withholding nothing else. Everything that was already there is
That's
there.
Right. That's
You're
right.
just getting something extra because we feel grateful right now. So this is actually just going to cost us. That's all this does is cost us and make us feel good because you guys made us feel good.
Right, exactly.
So watch for that coming to all of you. Congratulations to each of you. And a new thing to tell you about, all right?
Cool. I love these. I love this this extra avenue of how we can give people stuff.
That's right. Now in my hands, chat room, you'll see it. People at home watching the video will see it, but if you're listening to the audio, you won't, but you'll get the idea when I explain it. Every day for the last couple of days or few shows and moving forward, I have whipped out a blank piece of white paper during the show. I haven't even told Brian about this.
No, huh?
During the song breaks, both the middle and the end break of the show, I create a page full of drawings and doodles of various things. There's a robot looking for mail. There's some dude smoking a doobie. There's a dragon creature kind of hanging out. There's an upside down horse. Just random stuff, okay? Just drawings, art. It's good exercise for me just to do that anyway because doodling's good for me. And we're going to accumulate these, and we'll do at least one sketch sheet per day, give or take. I mean, there'll be some days where we're not here or some days where it's too crazy or whatever, but for the most part, every day.
We're playing like a 12-second song.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to that day. Is there such a thing? There probably is.
You couldn't. I've done, I did an episode of covers back when I was doing six songs per show. I did an episode where each song was like less than a minute and a half long and whipped out an entire cover bill in 15 minutes.
That's crazy. I mean, I know there's lots of shorter songs, but anything under 30 seconds would blow my mind.
Yeah.
So each month, at the end of each month, so at the end of this month, for example, we will do a random drawing from all patrons for that month. So that's everybody from top to the bottom, all the way through.
Even dollar level?
It doesn't matter. You could be a buck and you're still eligible for this thing.
Awesome.
And we'll do a random drawing for each sketch. So that.
Wow.
So does that make sense? So it's not just one drawing per month. It's that month's drawings.
Like, that could be like, you know, 20 or so sketches in a month that you do.
Yeah. It's 20 or so packages.
Those are great odds.
Yeah. 20 or so labels, 20 or so postage meters. Like it's kind of a big deal. Each patron gets one quote unquote ticket, $5 and $20. So this is where it gets interesting. Okay. $5 and $20 backers get a bonus entry. Okay. So if you're at the higher levels, you get more. And the 40 or more backers will get two bonus entries. So in other words, they get a greater chance to win because they're going to have multiple times in the, in the contest.
They get more horses in that race.
Yeah. So roughly 20 sketches up for grab each month. You were right on with the number. And I'm going to do these anyway. And they're pretty cool, I think. I mean, I'm trying to be humble, but if I was going to get one of these, I think it'd be rad. And they're in pencil. So this is like a weird non-digital, you know, welcome to a much more cool world. Like the old days when we'd say the a lot.
You see the actual indentations and imprint of your pencil through that paper.
That's right. Even some finger smudge.
Right.
A little bit of smear here and there.
A little DNA on there.
Yeah, a little
DNA.
You want
to grow your own Scott Johnson in a lab.
Hadn't thought of that. I should probably be
careful.
Well,
you know, it's for our replacement host at some point.
All right, That's a good point. We're thinking ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
One of these is actually doodled on the back of one of the food notes or food letters we got, where they explain what food they gave us.
Yeah.
Nom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So, this is the syrup. Let's see, what is this one? Oh, the slutty cupcakes. This is the one that made the cookies. So I drew on that, and so that's even a bonusier one. But anyway.
By the way, on those cupcakes, we never even pointed out what the greatest thing about those cupcakes were.
What was it?
And I didn't discover this until I ate half of it, but there's an Oreo inside the cupcake.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think I mentioned it that day. I wasn't sure it was an Oreo, but I knew it was some kind of cookie bomb in there or something.
I was so focused on the whiskey flavored, frosting that I didn't even notice the Oreo inside. Wow.
How often in your lifetime will you have whiskey flavored frosting? That seems like a rare experience to me.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So good. Though.
Don't forget it. Ooh, yesterday in the mail, I forgot to tell you this.
Yeah, what'd you get?
Got four copies of Nothing But Trouble.
With really?
Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, John Candy, and Demi Moore. One of the worst movies ever made. Yeah. I hate for Brian, for Dunaway, it's a Minority Report. For me, it's this.
Yeah.
I just hate this movie so much. And then
it was Johnny Mnemonic.
Some bonus.
We've already done
some bonus animated thing from, I can't read it. It's too small the writing, but it's Cats Don't Dance. Some animated thing he thinks is cheesy too, so we're going to have that.
Okay.
Anyway, three movies coming to your doorstep.
We've got a big stack of those too. Like, I think Firefox we've got. We've got The Rock.
Yeah, we're behind, dude.
We're behind. We need to do like an entire month on FilmSack. Here we are talking on TMS about FilmSack, but we need to do an entire month on FilmSec where we do nothing but nothing but movies that were sent to us.
Donated movies. I look like a going out of business blockbuster over here. I got a stack of films.
Right. Of stuff that no one would ever willingly buy.
No. I mean, I might pay $3 for Minority Report. I like that movie. Sure.
Actually, I do like Minority Report.
That's a cool show. Here in Utah, we call them shows.
I'm looking forward to seeing it and having Dunaway explain why he doesn't like it.
Yeah, I would too. Because I find very little not entertaining about it, so he's got to go into it. We have to get into it. It can't be just, oh, I hate that movie. It's got to be more. So we'll get to that coming up soon. Anyway, I'm excited about the drawing thing. Thank you all for your big support and all the people that signed up overnight. That was awesome. You will all be getting that sticker pack along with the other rewards that come with your level.
Sweet. It's not too late to support us.
No, keep going. Yeah.
Patreon.com/TMS. And, you know, even a buck helps. This has replaced my regular day job, the stuff I do here and and for other shows. And
it's hard because when you jump out and you do that stuff full time, it's a scary, hairy piece of business. You know, it can be a little risky. This helps us mitigate that risk and helps us keep making the show. I don't want to get to the day where we can't make the show anymore.
No, exactly. And I don't want to get to the point where I don't feel like I can throw up in front of you people or down an entire beer before the end of Stump a Trek Nerd or...
Those two things sound related.
They do, yeah, except they were days apart.
Right.
Days, full days apart.
Right. But it sounds the same. okay, I got a story for you and then a quick Flappy Bird update. Beep, 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 Flappy Bird update. And but before that, let me tell you the story. So I'm at the gym yesterday. Gym. You know the gym.
Yeah.
Going every day, trying to keep up with that and do what I got to do. And yesterday was a little bit hard to get there. I just was not feeling it. You know how you get. It's just like, ugh, I don't want to. Today's not the day. I had a busy day. I don't want to go to the gym. But I went to the gym. I forced it. Mm-hmm. I did my routines, my reps, my whatnots. Did all upper body yesterday, all arms and chesty business. Stuff like that. A couple of leg things, but nothing too bad. Abdominals are kind of hurting from the last time, so I didn't really worry about that. I'm letting that heal up a little bit. So I'm in there, and it's about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And you're starting to see the decline of the early January New Year's resolutioners.
they managed to tough it out for an entire month, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they were showing up. They were doing it. You'd see the bigger crowd there, and you're like, ugh, these machines are too full. But slowly over January and into early February, it's starting to peter out, right? So it's good. 4 o'clock, usually a little bit busy. Yesterday, nothing. Like hardly anybody there. A couple of ladies on machines. Fat guy in the corner not doing much. Lady walking real slow around the track the wrong direction. That kind of stuff. Normal. Everything's fine. Brian, I get there. Mm-hmm. And I see dude on a machine doing his thing, pushing, doing whatever. He looked like probably in his early 50s, looked like a guy who really wanted to get in shape. No problem. No judgment. Looking good, man.
Gotcha. Not a Jack LaLanne kind of guy, but like, okay.
Just
gotcha.
A guy. Like a me just and a you. Guy. Just trying to do the right thing, you know?
Right.
But here's the, and I say but with some emphasis. He proceeds to do this thing with every machine that he was on. And the one I saw him on, he did it with first. He gets up when he's done.
Uh-huh.
Shakes himself off a little bit. Looks down to the seat and then looks way down at his seat, like squat, kind of goes into a squat and gets like an inch or two away from his seat and like touches it to check it.
Really?
Almost like he's about to sniff it or something, but he's down there like poking at his seat, checking for, I don't know, sweat or something.
Right.
Bum sweat. So then he moves on to the next machine. I'm thinking, well, that was just a one-time deal. Maybe he was just, something was weird with the seat or, you know, whatever. Nope, same thing. Finishes, turns around, gets way down, hands on his knees, and is like 2 inches from the seat and is touching it to make sure everything's fine.
Oh, my God.
Did it with every seat he sat on, which had to be 6 or 7 of these machines in this room. And by the time he got to the last one, I was like, I don't even think I can stay here anymore. I can't do this anymore. I need a new gym.
That's hilarious. So I wonder, you know, some people like to just look and see if, do I need to go get a, one of those towels, those wet towels to kind of clean the seat off?
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking that closely, you're probably spending more time deciding if you need to wipe off your seat rather than just go get a damn towel and
just
wipe it off.
Just get a towel and do it. Carry one with you. A little buffer rag, something, a ShamWow. It doesn't matter, but you're just like, You're freaking me out.
Exactly.
He's freaking me out. And then I didn't want to use those machines. I'd look at those machines and go, well, what did he know that I don't know?
Right. What is he seeing? He's like, oh, I'm not using that machine again.
Yeah, not interesting.
So do you ever see any of these people like a second time? Like, you know, the guy, Sneaky Nut lifter guy.
Yes, I did see him again. Yes.
Or big muscle bound stare dude.
Did not stare at you, dude. Have not seen him yet again. Okay. Although that was just a few days ago, so I suppose I could be going in different days as him, but different times. See, that's the other thing, is I go like on a Saturday, it was early in the morning. Last week it was super late, right before they closed, almost 10 o'clock at night. Yesterday was at 4 PM. So there's a lot of variation to when I'm able to go. Mm-hmm. And then some of these guys may be super regular and only going at the times I saw them. So that might be what's happening here. I'm just seeing them because this is their normal time, but not mine. Right, you know what I mean? Right. And I may never see 2 inch away freaking bum and seat inspector ever again. That might be the end of that.
Right.
And I had this I had a connection with him when I walked in. Like,
hey, you're just like me. Oh, you are not just like me.
You're nothing like me. Nobody, I don't get down that close ever. And if I, even if I'm not a big sweaty butt, I still am wiping it down.
Let out a little gas when he was pulling down the weights, and he wanted to make sure that it was just gas.
Every time, 7 times. Yes. You're right. Must have been it. This just in, the Flappy Bird creator says why he pulled his game. Now, I was looking forward to hearing this because with all of this stink going on, I thought, well, there must be. He's going to come out with some altruistic sort of.
Just the rumor was that, you know, there was it was so hard. People are sending him death threats, and that, or maybe there was a rumor that there was some sort of licensing issue, that there was already something similar to this, or that
they're
picture gonna
get sued
of the Flappy
or
Bird. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that stuff was supposed to be.
Nope,
that's not it. His worry reason, quote: "I pulled the game because it was too addictive." Flappy Bird is dead, but Dong Nguyen, I want to say Nguyen. This is a Vietnam name.
Dong Nguyen.
Nguyen, isn't it? How do you say that last name? NG.
I thought it's pronounced Nguyen.
It is Nguyen. That spells Nguyen.
I thought that's how you.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm real dumb when it comes to that part of the world.
I know. I only learned that from making the same mistake. Now, I could be wrong. I could be getting it confused with another another name that's spelled similarly, but I've always thought that was printer, not always. When people are saying.
So that sounds right. In a product interview with an interview with Forbes magazine. What's that mean? Where did I pull that? How did I put that word in there?
Well, the word product is down below. You're reading ahead.
Oh, geez. When, if that's how you say that's pronounced, explain. I mean, look at that Nguyen word.
Oh, I know.
They are weird over there. I mean,
it's
love
like
them.
Like way too many letters to just say when.
Yeah.
You know, you just, you know, Nguyen, however you want it. But why do you need 6 letters for when?
My brother's from South Korea.
It's anything but when.
His real name had Lee in it, L-E-E. They didn't spell it with a K and 4 Fs. You know? I mean, it's right. Anyway. How is Saigon spelled? I'm just curious.
S-A-I-G-O-N.
There's not 4 X's and a P in there?
There's not.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, you know, pho. Okay. There's another easy one. Yeah. 3 letters. It's exactly what it sounds like. Pho.
Except it kind of looks like foo, doesn't it?
It looks like pho.
Pho. Yeah. Like, hey, pho. Give me a big bowl of pho. All right. So Nguyen explained that it happened to become an addictive product. I think it has become a problem. Despite the fact that the app was pulling in $50,000 a day for its creator, it appears he has found the overnight success overwhelming. Quote, my life has not been as comfortable as I was before, explained Nguyen to Forbes. I couldn't sleep. Any masochistic hopes for the rumored sequel then seemed dashed. Flappy Bird is no more. It is, however, survived by knockoffs like Clumsy Bird, Happy Poo Flap, and by, and by the nightmares and thumb pain it has caused you for the last few weeks.
Happy Poo Flap.
I've had a Happy Poo Flap.
I am clicking that link. I've got to see what the game looks like for Happy. There it is. Oh,
that looks actually more polished.
That is exactly, yes. They've decided to rip off other artwork from Mario.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the land. Here's the Super Mario world you're in.
Happy Poo Flap.
Look at this little cartoon poo. Like it's a poo on a biscuit with a wing.
Yes.
And a little Nyan cat as well coming off the back end of it. It says, flap me to safety. buy me swag, help me back, help me fly. You know what I might play? I might play Happy Poo Flap. I might just give it a shot. Is it free?
I think it's only available on Google Play.
Oh, well then screw that. Yeah. I don't have any Google devices right now. Somebody changed the headline in the comments and said, Flappy Bird creator says, I pulled the game because it was too plagiaristic and I was about to get my ass sued into oblivion. There's some talk that, that it's a lot like some game in the 90s mechanically that had a little helicopter trying to get over buildings or between buildings or something.
Yeah, Chopper Command or something, but I don't think that was... there was something like that, though. Dolphin for the Activision was similar, where you had one button that would just make you go up, and then you'd immediately go back down.
Yeah, and this is like... there's a game called SF Cave. I played a lot of my old... it may have been before this game, but the only place I ever played it was on a Palm Pilot, and you can get it on the iPhone now, but it's very similar mechanic. I think people need to get off that boat, just because there are many, many games that rip off many, many other games... and some are doing it right under our nose and no one's talking about it. So if you want to get all mad, why don't you go ask Candy Crush how their Bejeweled work is going for them? Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody does Match 3 ripoffs. Nobody's talking about that. I don't think that's even part of this issue. I think this is a little dude who knows clearly very little English. And that's not a knock against him, but he's getting it from all ends and having to speak. And he can't do it, at least English speaking, in a way that's, it's not coming across as very authoritative or... like he really knows what he's talking about. So people are jumping in on that. They feel like there's a little weakness there. I mean, they're just piling on this guy. Let him do what he's going to do. I think it's freaking fascinating.
Yeah, it really is.
The whole thing is just a wild ride.
I mean, this is exactly what you want to happen when you put a game on the iTunes store. You know, when you put a game, an app out, you want it to be this successful.
Yeah, but maybe looking
at the description for that Happy Poo Flap, you know who made it?
Who?
Sheila Booth.
Hey. Did he wear his little mask while he did it? His little bag on his head?
His little paper bag, yeah.
What a freaking goober. Talking about goobers, that guy's a goober. Anyway, this dude who made the game, he's fine. Let him do what he's going to do. Maybe he's a quiet guy, doesn't want all this attention. Maybe this was never his intent. He just wanted to make a weird little game. That's it.
Right.
Maybe that's all he wanted to do.
Alone.
He didn't know. There's no plan. There's no him sitting around wringing his hands going, I'm going to make the game that'll take over the world, see? He doesn't do that.
Exactly.
He went,
I bought a whole bunch of iPhones. I've loaded the game on them. I'm taking the game off, and now I'm going to sell the phones on eBay.
Right. And he's fine. 3 weeks at $50,000 a day. He's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a bunch of money,
don't
guys.
Don't cry for Dong Lin.
No. He never left you or whatever. How does that song go?
That's where I was going.
All right, perfect. Let's call Daryl because that's what we do. Can I add him to this? I think I can.
Sure, try adding him to this.
I'm going to add him here.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, we're going to call him. Yeah, that'll work.
All right.
I hadn't tried it from this angle yet, but... oh, no, that's his phone. I don't want to add his phone.
No, don't add his phone.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you've done it.
Oh, I've done it. Hold on. Okay.
I think you picked up even. All right, Daryl. Well, that's... oh, because I don't have him in here. All right, hold on.
Oh, he's not in that.
Yeah, because I got two accounts. You know how this goes. All right, I got him now.
Oh, everybody saw his number on the lead.
It might have. I don't know. It could have been. I'm not going to say one way or the other. All right. Let's... jeez. The hell is going on?
That wasn't me doing it that time.
All right. It's Stump and Trek Nerd brought to you by...
hey guys, my sons Alan and Jacob have started a web video production company called Two Brother Productions. They've started a Kickstarter project for a web series they've been planning for over a year now called Battle of the AIs. They have 3 seasons of content ready to record, but they need your help purchasing the equipment, thus the Kickstarter campaign. If anyone is interested, they can find the project at tinyurl.com/2broprod or http... blahcreations.com/2brothersprod. Two Brothers Prod.
Got it.
Had one of those on the farm. Thank you for all. Thank you all for helping them out. Signed, Nick. 20 questions, Nick.
Yeah, 20 questions, Nick. Nick 20Q, baby. That's cool. I'm happy for your sons. That's a strange name, though. Just throwing it out there. Two Brothers Prod. Oh, Productions. I get it. Short for Productions.
Short for Productions, not for Cattle Prod.
No. Daryl, are you there?
Yes.
All right, Daryl.
Here's lay this out.
Lay it on me here.
Why is Brian's stance on his the rule and the rule wrong? What's dumb about it in your words?
Well, when I first heard it, I thought, well, that's dumb. And then I started testing it. But I think he's right.
Oh, no, so you may be right now. So what you're saying is jumped to a conclusion and texted this blasphemy. Your rule is dumb.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Now you agree. I see.
I thought that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And then I started going, the Oreo, the tree, the truck, the keyboard, the orange.
See, it works kind of now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a lot like that time you emailed me and said, I gave you those Trek connections for that movie. Go find them. All right. Well, good deal. That was a lot of fun to deal with, and I'm glad that you had a contrary opinion, and I'm glad we all agree now. So, Daryl, let's get to your Trek question. Before we do, though, Jeopardy. I got to talk about Jeopardy. So our theme song for the show, people don't realize this, but this thing right here. Whoops, not that thing. Hold on. No. Go away. Okay. This thing right here. This one. Okay. So that version of the song, it sounds like all Trek, and when we turn it down, some people forget, but back behind it, it's a mix. It's
right.
Jeopardy and Star Trek theme all mushed into one. Yeah. And have you guys been following that Jeopardy deal where the current kind of winning streak guy is getting all kinds of crap because they say he's not respecting the legacy of Jeopardy, which I think is a little highfalutin to even say that.
It's crap. He's doing exactly what he should be doing. He's winning the game, and he's employing the strategy that combines both knowledge, which he's got, and hunting for the Daily Double and keeping the other players from getting the Daily Double. There's nothing wrong with that. And
absolutely not.
You could find a dozen other players in the last 5 years who've done the same thing.
Completely agree. In fact, the interview I heard with him, the reason I bring it up is I listened to a fascinating interview on NPR with this guy, and he was unapologetic and it was just like, yeah, I am doing this trick that this guy in 1984 used. Of course I am. Yeah. Why wouldn't you, if you knew that life-changing money was on the line and that you had a real chance, why wouldn't you do that? There is no weird, let me step back and allow this game to be the great thing it was always meant. No, you do what you do within the rules of the... He's not breaking any rules.
Exactly.
I don't understand how people get weird about that.
Do you remember the guy? There was a guy in the 80s, and there was a whole documentary about this, but this guy in the 80s who figured out from watching Press Your Luck. You remember the game with the no whammies?
Yeah, yeah.
They'd go to that board where do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and it'd like show the different prizes and money amounts around the outside, and then they'd be replaced by whammies, and you'd have to say stop at the right time.
Yeah.
He figured out that it's not a completely random shuffle and that there are five different boards that come up, and that he knows the pattern for each of those five boards. So he ended up like cleaning their clocks like for weeks.
And they were none the wiser, right?
They didn't figure it out until the end when they noticed, wow, all right, he's got to have some sort of system. And I think the guy started he's sweating and freaking out and,
Were they, that's like counting cards in a casino kind of, isn't it? In a way.
Not really. I mean, you're not breaking the rules. You can't go on Wheel of Fortune and say, well, I looked at a dictionary, so that's cheating. You figure out what the rules of the game are. You play by those rules, and if you figure something like this out, it's not really cheating.
Mm. Yeah, I don't. Especially the Jeopardy thing, even more so.
Yeah.
It's just strategy. It's just doing things that help your chances. And these other people, if they're not doing that, that's on them, not him.
Yeah,
I don't get it. Anyway, if someone disagrees, email me because it seems to be a controversy.
It's funny. Yeah, it definitely shouldn't be a controversy.
People are up in arms. They're like, now, Ken Jennings, the lord of all, he would have never done this. This diminishes his achievement. No, it doesn't.
Right.
That was Ken Jennings' way of doing things. I've met that guy. He's kind of a weirdo. He's nice, but he's kind of super, he is beyond smart. He is a genius. Yes. And when you meet him, sometimes geniuses are a little awkward in person. I just got to tell you that. Yeah. It's just the way it is.
To that.
So, whatever.
Yep. And what I'll have to do, I've got a friend who Lori, who was on our trivia team, not this last year, but in previous years. And she is actually a Jeopardy champion. I'll have to ask her what her thoughts are on the legacy of the game and if that's immoral doing
well,
that.
Well, she's definitely in a position to speak about it. That's awesome.
Totally.
Yeah. You should do that. And that's your homework. Do that.
That'll be my homework.
Yeah, since Wendy was in Sweden, this is your homework instead. All right, Daryl, we've left you on the line long enough.
Right.
So see you later. We'll talk to you next week. No. Let's do your hard trivia question. This is Star Trek trivia. Daryl comes on and plays Trek Nerd and does it every day. Yesterday got it right. Let's see if he can do it again. It's a Next Generation question, and it is Q week again. In the Next Generation episode, Q Who, Q wants to join the crew of the Enterprise. He kidnaps Captain Gene Luck Pickard. And they talk while on a shuttle craft. Q is wearing a Red Command Starfleet uniform. How many ranks or rank pips, you know, the little metal dealies on his neck, does Q have on his collar in this episode? Is it A, 2 pips, B, 3 pips, C, Gladys Knight and the 4 pips, or D, no pips? So it's 2 pips, 3 pips, 4 pips, or 0 pips. If you're on a path and you see a pip tree and you neither take pips nor leave pips, I won't do that again. All right, so think about that. Oh, we didn't do freaking food.
We don't have any. Yeah. I still don't have a new box of anything. You guys got some big box. I didn't get it.
I don't have anything now.
Oh, you're out?
I thought we had something.
I think Brian got something that we haven't gotten yet.
Maybe it's something that I've just had for a while.
There's a bunch coming. I know that because I just sent out a bunch of addresses to people, so... There's some stuff going. Don't you worry your little heads. All right. Well, we won't bother with that. Instead, we'll bother with somebody's birthday who we've never met and probably never will. Who celebrated a birthday today in Star Trek, Daryl?
Well, that would be Paul Comey, I think is how it's pronounced. He's 82 today. He was Lieutenant Stiles on the Balance of Terror.
Mm.
He was the guy the helmsman guy that was kind of a racist towards Spock when they were talking about Romulans.
Mm-hmm. Unlike McCoy, who was constantly a racist towards Spock.
You green-blooded,
pointed-eared hobgoblin.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's what he'd do. That's a pretty rough thing to say to a friend. You pointy-eared hobgoblin. First of all, pointy-eared, that's racist.
Right.
Isn't it?
Well, it's just true.
Well, it is, but so is, I don't know, you could say, I could say to my brother, you slanted-eyed ding-dong, but that would be taken as totally racist for me to say that's my Korean brother.
Right. Right.
So pointy-eared, I don't see the difference. It's a racist show.
It's true.
McCoy,
it's true.
And what are all Southern doctors racist? Is that what they're trying to tell us? Oh, man. There's a deep thing in here somewhere. We just got to find it. All right. Well,
I have an update. I have a news update.
Oh, well, beep, 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 beep.
Remember that dumb Starbucks that you talked about the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That I saw this too. Yeah.
It has now been shut down.
Right. What?
By the health department because they didn't have a permit.
not because of any sort of plagiarism or anything like that, but because of health violations.
Yeah, hold on now. Let's get back this up. They didn't have a dumb health permit.
Okay. That's right, exactly.
They did. They shut down the faux shop, it says here in this headline from the LA Times.
Right, and do you know who was behind it?
Mm.
Comedy Central.
Oh, no way.
Fielder, yeah.
It
was a prank by Nathan Fielder for his show.
So it's all just a bunch of fakery.
Well, he opened it.
It's just a really expansive practical joke is what it is.
Exactly. And Comedy Central is the one that funded it. Who produced like all these cups and these signs and all this printing and stuff.
Do you think LA can do anything about that? Do you think it can say, you know what? You really shouldn't be messing with like... local law and blah, whatever. They sue Comedy Central for funding such an enterprise.
Why? I mean, it's far better than Boston a few years ago with those
baked beans.
Not the baked beans. Those lights they were putting under bridges and things that looked like bombs, but they were advertisements.
For the
movies from that. What was the show? Aqua Teen Hunger.
Yes, I remember that. That was a big deal at the time.
Right, Moonites.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, there you go.
Now, guys got sued.
Yeah, they got sued into oblivion. Speaking of oblivion. All right, Daryl. Well, happy birthday to whoever that guy was we barely mentioned and already forgot. What was his name?
Paul Comey.
Comey, and he was a racist. Got it. All right. Wait, no, his character was. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I wanted to cast aspersions on this guy. Is he still there? Still with us?
He's still around, yeah.
Ooh, he could sue us. We got to be careful then. I can hear him now when he heard the show.
Boo!
That's right. He's pissed. All right, Daryl, let's get to your back to your question. It's this next-gen episode. Q's got the pips on his collar, supposedly anyway. And we want to know how many on that red shirt collar he had. He's on this shuttle with Picard hanging out. Is it two pips, three pips, four pips, or no pips?
Wow. Well, this is Q, so how could it be any less than the maximum?
That's well, unless he's trying to, I mean...
63 pips.
Yeah, he would if he... I don't know why he doesn't.
Yeah, four pips. So do you know that he was... by the way, saw Picard on... on Letterman the other night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did too.
He was great on there.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, he did real good. I have one complaint. I'm going to get this out right now because we're talking about it. One complaint about Letterman, who, by the way, was my go-to talk show dude in the 80s. I stayed up every night and watched Late Night with David Letterman when he was in the old Conan slot. Freaking loved him. I started wearing tennis shoes anytime I wore a suit because he did. I thought he was
and
just
Velcro
the,
too.
Really? Yes, Velcro. I always wore Velcro suits. Exactly. I loved him, and I still think he's one of the best ever. And I appreciate his humor. I think he probably influenced me a lot more than many other people at the time did. He was the anti Carson. I just loved him. Okay, mm-hmm. I still like him. I think he's still kind of got it. I think this stuff's good. I mean, he's older, but I still think he's kind of got what makes Letterman Letterman. But they have a problem there, and they need to fix it. And that is this. The audience claps for everything.
Oh, sure. Mm.
Everything. Now, I know other shows do this too, and I can't even speak to Leno because I haven't seen it in so long. But he's off now, so who knows what... I don't know what Fallon will be like. But I can tell you that it's too much. So for him to just say things like, yeah, and we went down to the memorial the other day, and they clap. They're all robots. I can't do that. And I can tell it bugs him. I can see it on his face.
Yeah.
That he's like, no, stop. Like, why are you doing that now? Because you're all a bunch of people from Kansas that are just here because you're in New York for the weekend.
I'm so excited. He said something.
Yeah. Oh, clap. They need to have a sign. They have the applause sign. They need to have another one that says, don't freaking applause. Because it's just... and I've watched like three episodes in a row on the DVR from the Aereo thing. And they all just couldn't stop clapping. And it was just pissing
That's
me off.
Funny.
Anyway. All right, Daryl.
Well, our tadpole's reminding us that they do it for us. We just don't hear them.
Oh, is that it? Oh, you guys are doing it now, probably.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Here, I'm going to say this. Oh, my sunglasses sure look good. Daryl, give me your answer, then, on the pip question.
Okay. It wouldn't be zero, because that would just be crazy. Yeah. Or two or three. So, yeah, it has to be the maximum.
You think it's four? Okay.
Yeah, well, it would have been trickier if he started with four and went up from there.
All right, well, let's find out. Judges, is it four?
Congratulations!
Nicely done.
You're a winner!
I like your thinking about how Q would not underdo it. He would go all the way.
Exactly.
He has four rank pips on his uniform. There are four pips, says Iceworm. I already spent the joke. This would make him a captain. He asks to join the crew, but Picard refuses. Q then flings the Enterprise into the Delta Quadrant where they meet a Borg, or the Borg. Here is a clip of Q.
Hey, Borg. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? I am...
That would be the Borg.
I am Borg. Resistance is futile. Want to get coffee or something? Here's a clip of Q talking smack to Riker and Worf. That sounds good.
Oh, the redoubtable Commander Riker and Microbrain. Growl for me. Let me know you still care. After our last encounter, I was asked to leave the Q Continuum. Since then, I've been wandering vaguely. Bored, really. My existence without purpose. Then I remembered all the good times I had with you.
The good times? The first time we met you, you put us on trial for the crimes of humanity.
Of which you were exonerated.
The next time we saw you, you asked me to join the Q Continuum.
A big mistake that you didn't accept my offer.
Wow, it's like a recap episode.
Yeah, it was. Last
Remember
time,
that time?
Previously on Q episodes. Daryl, congratulations, two in a row, man. That feels like a streak to me somehow.
Yay. Yeah. Oh, somebody might be getting a charitable donation this week.
Pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. Well, a little pressure. He's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You follow him. He's a good guy. You can listen to him say things on Twitter. It's also part of This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com. And today we're changing up the final game a little bit in that there was a Twitter suggestion that I think I agree with.
I do too. I like this.
Yeah. So we're going to do it. The way it works is Brian and I will pick an answer together and it will be, then that's
that
more us versus Daryl.
That way we can just cover the bases.
Yeah. Right? We just cover the bases every day. It feels stupid. So thank you, Twitter person, with the most obvious suggestion that we somehow missed. Daryl, here's your theme. Here you go. All right.
Oh, that sounds kind of sad.
It's lovely, right? Yeah.
Twitter. Oh, we're back to nuts. Twitter. Star Trek. Twitter nut. What? Star Trek.
Boot Daryl. He's blue screening.
Star Trek nut or actual nut.
Okay.
Okay. Khabibi nut.
Khabibi.
Khabibi nut.
All right, Brian. Let's put our heads together.
I'm thinking real nut on this one. What are you thinking?
Khabibi nut. Khabibi nut. It's a Star Trek nut or a real nut.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
How many Star Trek nuts are there?
That's
what throws me off. Is that are there right. a bunch of references to nuts on that show? I never noticed. Okay, I'm going to go with Brian, and we're going to agree that the answer is a real nut.
I like this new rule because you're both wrong. It's a Trek nut.
Damn it. I don't want to hear about no Trek nut. Also, that sounds funny for some reason to say it's Trek, Trek nut.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news.
And it's brought to you by Blaine Monday, a.k.a. Bear Ska, in the chat room. His first publication, Raving Lunacy, is a poetry collection with a difference. Check it out on Amazon.com right now. That's Raving Lunacy by Blaine Monday.
Sounds good to me. 1,000 bodies found yesterday on a University of Mississippi land plot. Thought to be from an old lunatic asylum.
Oh, my God.
Thousands of bodies.
That is crazy.
Well, about 1,000, not multiple.
About
thousands.
1,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not very many,
it's
right?
Like lens crafters. It's not, you know, imagine, it's not an accurate number.
I mean, imagine. Hold on. I have a clip for when I have to imagine that.
Imagine
a world. Imagine, say, Nerdtacular, where we had about 650 to 700 people crammed in that area.
Right.
Imagine all those people just dead. Now, no, it's a little morbid, and I don't mean to make it sound that way, but just imagine that even that number, suddenly all those bodies just being there. That's a lot of bodies, a lot of
that
dead people.
A lot of bodies. That's crazy.
I had to dig into this a little bit. Anyway, it may sound like the beginning of a horror movie, but burial sites found on a college campus created a potential nightmare for administrators while surveying land for a new parking lot. This is how they always do it. It's always a parking lot. What's that song? They took paradise.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. That's Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell.
I always like that song.
Yeah.
Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, yes, Joni Mitchell.
Hold on. Who's the guys that sing it more modernly, though?
Counting Crows.
I thought that was their song.
Well, see, that's a sign of a good cover. Although I would say that that's actually a fairly carbon copy cover.
Oh, is it? Pretty straight up.
And as much as I love the Counting Crows, actually, I'm a big Counting Crows fan. And I even think that that's like one of their lesser covers.
Mm. Well, there you go then. I count crows every time I launch them in my when we raid.
I count crows and duck hunt.
Let's see. They served the, or they were doing this parking lot for the medical center there at the University of Mississippi. U of M is what they would refer to it there short-wise. I've been there, actually. I've been on that campus. Officially made a grisly discovery. Was I standing over 1,000 bodies? I might have been.
You might have been, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So is this going to be like a poltergeist situation where, you know, it's this old burial ground and all these parking spaces are going to be haunted?
And a weird small lady will come and go, Caroline,
walk towards the Hyundai, Caroline.
Walk towards the Hyundai and the third slot over there. No, that's the park. That's for handicap. Oh, the other one.
Throwing a tennis ball into the... into one parking space, it'll pop out of another one covered with goop. I love it.
I love that lady. She's still with us? Probably not.
Oh, I don't think so.
Doesn't seem like she should be. I'm not saying she isn't.
That was 1980, what, 82?
Mm-hmm.
Poltergeist?
We can find this out, can't we?
Yeah, sure. It seems we have ways.
Seems like data we could attach ourselves to. Let's see.
See, there's a movie that I'm really surprised hasn't been remade, too, you know? Is Poltergeist.
Yeah.
That feels like it's...
ripe for it, doesn't it?
It totally
does. With all
does.
These mainstream PG-13 horror movies that are out, you'd think this would just be perfect for that. Okay, her name was...
Zelda Rubinstein.
Zelda Rubinstein.
And she died in 2010 at the age of 76.
Oh, not that long ago.
The Poltergeist curse strikes again.
Caroline. Look at... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they took her at the young age of 76. She's
4 foot 3 inches tall.
Yeah, she's a very interesting woman to watch do anything, really. Look at that Anguish movie poster down there on IMDb.
Yeah, I know. She's Why aren't we watching that for Film Sec? That looks like it's perfect for us.
It really does.
Ooh, with a, you shouldn't see that before eye surgery, though.
Ooh, why? Oh, gosh. No, glad I didn't.
You're looking at the two faces down below. Look above. Oh, my God.
Yeah. She did a lot of, well, direct-to-video stuff, but still.
Yeah.
She had a life.
Yeah, she did. Wow.
Picket Fences. Mr. Belvedere. No,
she's the organist in 16 Candles.
I think you can gauge somebody's moderate success in Hollywood by how many times they appeared on Mr. Belvedere. I swear that's true, because you always see people who guessed it on Mr. Belvedere.
Right. That was just a revolving door of...
Yeah.
It's what you went through to get to Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
The bus station.
The unnamed century-old grave presents a problem for this university whose expansion plans could be halted over the cost of relocating the bodies. Dr. James Keaton, dean of the medical school, Robot House, said the moving the remains to a new burial site would cost an estimated $3 million. Brian, that's $3,000 per body. Why?
Wow.
Why $3,000 per body? Does it really cost that?
They have to probably go through the work of digging up a burial plot and contacting the, you know, the families and stuff like that. I imagine coming in 2015,
yeah,
the remake of Poltergeist starring Sam Rockwell, Jared Harris, Rosemary DeWitt.
Sam Rockwell?
Sam Rockwell.
Are they going goofy then? Or is he going to be all serious in that, I wonder?
He could be. I'm sure he could totally do it all serious.
I like him.
He was all serious in Moon.
Yeah.
Directed by Sam Raimi. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not directed. What is Sam Raimi's...
He's probably production.
Probably producing, yeah.
He isn't directing very much anymore.
Right.
He even produced that remake of Evil Dead movie remake thing, which was, that's a scary piece of business.
Yeah, I hear that of all the reboots we've seen lately, that's actually one of the better ones.
Yeah. Well, depends on how you think of better. I freak me out. I'm usually, horror movies don't do much for me, but that one got me. Mm. Oof. Rough.
So, the director on that Poltergeist remake, by the way, is Gil Keenan, who did Monster House and City of Embers. So there might be a little tongue-in-cheek humor in that.
Love Monster House.
I do too. You know, if he wants to make it like Monster House, that is totally fine.
That thing had an edge to it.
It did.
You know what that felt like? That felt like an old Spielberg,
right?
Kind of ET kind of thing.
There you go.
Yeah, perfect. It's really good. Okay, if they do that, it's fine.
Yeah,
I'm down with that. And I like Rockwell; he can do no wrong for me, so it's fine.
No. Yeah.
He says they can't afford it. He told the USA Today, and they're going to move instead of moving the bodies. The expansion will most likely be relocated to another location on the 164 acre campus. And then they would do some sort of marked something. These, they think, could be tuberculosis patients. They could be former slaves, possibly even the Civil War dead.
Whoa, so that old. Holy cow. Mm-hmm. I thought this would probably be, you know, from the universities like cadaver medical programs. Like, what are we going to do with these dead bodies that we just had our med students cut up? have our digging students go put holes.
Yeah. By the way, you know what they're going to call Kesha Kadalarha when she dies in her 60s or 70s? You know what they're going to call her, right?
What's she going to be?
Cadaverha.
Oh, well done.
Thank you very much. See, they're clapping.
A round of applause from me and the tadpole.
You can hear them.
All individually.
Hey, good news for people who are working up toward the age where you got to get your colonoscopy / colon checked. You know,
good news for Katie Couric.
Yeah, good news for her, because she can do this on camera, literally. A pill-sized camera has been FDA approved for colonoscopies. This thing looks like a little capsule. A great little picture of it in the link. Right. Researchers have stumbled across a new tool. No, they haven't stumbled across it. Science World Report. They went and put a bunch of... what's that? What's that thing I just ran... I almost stepped on. You dumbasses. Anyway, they haven't stumbled across anything. They put a bunch of money and research into it and figured it out and made it work. That irritates me. Anyway, it's a new tool to make colonoscopies less uncomfortable. At this time, Daryl, you should have waited. At this time, inserting a long, thin, and flexible tube into the colon is the only way to detect possible ulcers, colon polyps, tumors, or other any areas of inflammation that could cause bleeding or in rectal areas or other parts of the large intestine. Yet scientists are currently working on putting this medical process in the past
with the help of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's approved pill-sized camera. AMRA. Could be used to as a replacement. Basically, swallow it. It as it goes down, just takes a bunch of pictures, like Vogue style, just down your gullet.
To be careful how I phrase this, they make it go the long way?
Well, good point. It's possible you don't. It's possible they jam it up the but what's the end game for that? Like, if you jam it in your bung hole, are you going to hork it up the next day? Like, I don't know how they track it. Like, I think you have to go the long way because that's the path.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or you know what I'm trying to say? Like, it would be like,
you can't, right? Because if you're going to have to shove a rod to put this pill where you want it up your keister anyway, then what are you really saving?
Yeah, you're not saving anything.
You could just have a camera attached to the end of the rod you're pushing up there anyway.
Exactly. So I think swallowing it's way to go. And then, but it'll be like a space shuttle mission or something where they go through a certain period where there's no radio communication. Because it'll be like, okay, it's in his throat somewhere, his stomach, or small intestines. And, we see. I don't know. It'd be interesting. I want this to be the way I do it. Yeah. I would like this to be the way I do it.
Have this ready when we hit 50, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Or now. I'll go now. May have to. I mean, it's not a problem. I may have to anyway if this thing keeps flaring up. And I don't want to. I really don't want to, Brian. Because that means
the diverticulitis might cause you to
They may have to do a little closer inspection, and that's how they do it. Because then a mammogram's not enough. Not mammogram. Looking at my boobs is not enough anymore. They're gonna have to move lower. Squarespace.com is sponsoring today's program, and I got to thinking, like, a lot of people have causes. Let's say you're suffering with some sort of weird something, or you got a friend in need or something like that. A lot of people set up a website to sort of bring attention to their cause, to raise money, to help, somebody with cancer or something like that. And it got me to thinking, man, wouldn't it be nice to have a web service that did that much easier, so you didn't have to do a bunch of the groundwork or use some crappy Blogspot thing or something like that. Use Squarespace.com to build that site, or any site, really. Say you're a photographer, you need a portfolio, you're a, I don't know, cartoonist, you need a place to stick your stuff. Why not use Squarespace.com? Use them first for free. Total trial for free. Free trial is what I'm trying to say. You don't have to sign up for anything special. And in that, I mean, you don't have to put in your credit card. You can wait till you're happy. And when you're happy, you go, oh, well, I like this. I do want to pay for this. I do want to do this on a monthly basis.
That's how confident they are that you're going to like it, is that no strings attached. Try it. And then you're going to say, love it.
Yep. And if you do, so let's save you a little money, guys. Use morning at checkout. That's morning, no numbers on it, just the word morning, for 25% off at squarespace.com. That's 25% off at squarespace.com. Check it out today.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop, brought to you by...
Remember the Final Score Minecraft server, started by Brian Dunaway, continued by Scotty D., administrated by Pseudo Knight, as dialed Fred Waffles, and moderators Raymond_2 and Truly Annoying. This is a thank you to all those people, especially PK. Thank you.
Aww,
love.
That's so nice. A little love emote there.
Yes. Greater than three.
I think it looks like a spilled ice cream cone.
Less than three, I should say.
Or what else could that be? Something phallic, probably.
A butt.
Yeah, that looks like a bum.
A bum.
Dennis Rodman, you familiar with his fine basketball prowess?
Oh, yes, and his fantastic happy birthday singing ability.
His international, whatchamacallit.
Oh, right.
Daryl says you still have to drink that horrible drink.
Yes.
Great. I can't wait. Do you, though? Oh, because you got to clear yourself out before you take the pill. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you don't want...
They don't want to see what, your turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberries.
Right. Because you're getting a Thanksgiving special there at the clinic.
I imagine the Friday after Thanksgiving, not a big day for colonoscopies.
No, I'm guessing that's way down on their list, is my guess.
Right, that's a free day. You guys take the day off.
Take the day off, guys. Rodman gave North Korea a Cleveland steamer, it says here. We'll get into what's going on here.
Oh, no, really?
Apparently, stuff got rough.
Upper Decker.
Yeah, things got a little rough there on his last trip. He got real drunk and real messed up. And Dennis Rodman was so drunk the entire week of his stay. This is the singing trip that he took. And this is the trip right before the rehab, right?
Uh-huh.
And the night before he left the U.S., he was so drunk and unconscious, he was vomiting everywhere. He even urinated and emptied his bowels in the hallway.
Oh.
From his NBA days, man. That's what this is. Just remembering the old times. The good old days, 1996 or so, taking a big dump in the hallway. That's Dennis Rodman for you.
Fabulous. Yeah. Well done, Dennis Rodman.
Good job, buddy. Keeping it classy. Chris Kattan arrested for a DUI.
Oh, well, no. Not the him. Mango.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing these days. You know he's got talent. What's he doing? What's he doing?
Yeah, that whole Night at the Roxbury thing just didn't work out, did it?
Yeah. It's too bad. I like him. I think he's fine.
I did, too. I thought he was great.
Him and MC Hammer.
And what's MC Hammer doing?
Yeah.
You know the guy's got talent.
I know, right?
That's funny. You Google Chris Kattan, yeah, and you get the first thing is news, Chris Kattan charged with DUI, but it's a picture of Justin Bieber.
Yeah, what's that about? I noticed that, too. The actual photo of Chris Kattan, he looks like a 48-year-old woman. It's hard to me. Something going on there. Can't figure it out.
He's got kind of a Elijah Wood, like an older Elijah Wood kind of look,
yeah,
to him.
Oh, yeah. Someone should warn him about Elijah Wood. It's not going to go well. When you're permanently young looking, when you do actually start getting old, it's
going
to
look like Chris Kattan.
Yeah, that's weird. According to TMZ insiders, another driver called the California Highway Patrol and reported a motorist who was weaving all over the road at very slow speeds before Kattan reportedly swerved into a closed-off area and struck a Department of Transportation vehicle from behind. Fortunately, no one was in the side, and Kattan did not suffer any injuries as well. And that's probably not good for him.
Yeah.
No. Oh, SNL. Just dumping these guys off, leaving them to rot. It's not nice. We can't all be Will Ferrell, okay? We just can't.
That's right. No.
I wonder if he called. Will Ferrell called him and went, Chris, come on, man.
Come on, dude. You got to pick yourself up.
I'll take you to the Roxbury.
You want to be in the next Anchorman movie? Will that help you?
I'll let you in. That's fine. There you go. That's it. Let's take a break. Before we do, our other friends at tweakedaudio.com would like to let you know they're sponsoring the show. 5 great styles, 7 great colors, and all designed to sound great with music and talk. I have my pair right here. I was just listening to them this morning. They sound amazing, and they will for you as well. You stream at checkout for 33% off your next pair of earbuds at tweakedaudio.com. All right, we got Fitness Geek coming up, Jury Duty, and some more stuff. Before all of that, some sort of song break is in order.
Yes, Eldon says, hey, Scott and Brian, Eldon here, avid pod listener, but I never get to make the live show. Do you like Fleetwood Mac? Of course you do. So do I. I also really enjoy 3 Days Grace. So as such, I would like to request their cover of The Chain to be played sometime on a Tuesday before the Fitness Geek segment with Bill Duran. Why, might you ask? Well, coming up soon is the 1 year anniversary of me losing 100 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
While TMS wasn't the catalyst for my weight loss, it definitely helped keep me focused. All in all, it took me about 8 months to go from 275 down to 175. I was about to head off to college in August 2012, and I realized I didn't want to spend my glory years looking and feeling like I did. Mm. I've hovered between 155 and 165 since and have started going back to the gym the past month and am riding 30-plus consecutive days without missing a workout there. It's never too late to change your life. Wall of text... I know, but thank you for all you do. Oh, and Brian, the song, blah, blah, blah. I got that. If you have trouble, I got that too. Thank you, Eldon.
All right.
So, this comes from an EP that 3 Days Grace released back in 2011, called Lost in You EP. Here's 3 Days Grace and their cover of Fleetwood Mac's The Chain.
We'll be right back, everybody. Stay tuned.
Watch the sunrise. Running in the shadows. Damn your love, damn your lies. And if you don't love me now, you will never love me again. I can still hear you saying you would never break the chain. Break the chain.
ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Choose your cereal if you can.
Sugar Crisp.
Post Toasty.
Post Raisin Bran.
Don't worry.
Mother saves the day with lots of choice of Post 10 Twain.
Your choice of 7 Post cereals. The world's choicest cereals in 10 single-serving packages. Choose your favorite. It's fresh, crisp, nutritious.
The choicest way to start your day. For goodness sake, get Post 10.
What a choice!
Penile implant.
Their milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard. This is the Morning Stream.
And we're back. Hello, everyone. And welcome back. That rocked. I expected a girl for some reason. Don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know. I've not heard of 3 Days Grace, so that was new to me.
Oh, so the vocal, you were expecting a Stevie Nicks or a... I mean, you were expecting a female vocalist.
Yeah, maybe that's why, because the Stevie Nicks thing, but how's she doing? What's she doing anymore? You know she's got talent.
Stevie Nicks, she was just on American Horror Story because there was a witch on that show that was infatuated with her.
Oh, right. But she played herself?
She made this awkward, yes, she made this really awkward appearance on the show where she came on and did a cover of Silver Springs or... yeah, it was really weird. And then another episode, the final episode, began with a music video for what? Oh my, like a music video of her walking through the set of American Horror Story in character with all the other characters in character. And it was, shoot, I can't remember what song it was, but
sounds like a producer just getting to have his dream come true or something.
Yeah, exactly. It was was goofy.
I mean, I guess if we had Stevie Nicks doing something on the show, we'd kind of let just her do whatever she want.
Sure.
You know, just come on here and do what you want. Sure. Let her come on and do whatever she want.
Exactly.
How come I didn't put an S at the end of that? What is wrong with me? I should have put an S there.
She do what she want.
I guess that's enough swashbuckling for us.
We've had enough excitement and swashbuckling for one day.
That's right.
Yes. All right.
Did you see me doing push-ups there during the music break, by the way?
I saw you dancing. I didn't see the push-ups.
Oh, yeah. Began the song with the push-ups, the tadpole.
How many
tadpole saw it. They can verify.
How many did you do?
10.
That's not bad, dude.
No.
You know what I'm surprised about? I haven't done push-ups in a long time, but the weights I'm doing make it so when I did throw down about 10 push-ups the other day, they were easy.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know what I expected, but I don't know. I thought that was weird.
Oh, let's get Chinbeard up so I can talk about my new fitness routine that I started yesterday.
Hang on. I gotta
get this fixed. Oh, yeah. So that you can do it. Yeah, remote desktop, my man.
That's my answer, right?
There's a Mac version, remote desktop, or actually just share, because you're going from one Mac to another, right?
I don't know what I expected.
Oh. Hello. Oh.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hi, man. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Sorry, I heard my own voice for a second. It freaked me out.
I did too.
That's weird. Bill Duran, everybody. We have a theme for Bill today. It's how about this one right here? How about this one? All right, Bill Duran has joined us from far off places like Seattle, Washington, where the weather's been real bad. Why is that so far bad up there?
It snowed like 3 inches real bad.
For you guys, it is, isn't it?
I guess so.
I keep hearing everybody
complain.
Do
kids stay home from school when it snows like that?
I don't know. I didn't even go outside. I just stayed inside.
Yeah. That's the way you should do it, is you just don't go bother. Like, I remember a couple of snowed-in days when I was growing up. For them to do that out here, you got to have about 3 feet.
Right.
Yeah.
Or where I grew up, we had to get about 3 feet starting at 3 a.m.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we got 3 feet of snow the night before, they would take care of it by the time. Anyway,
when you say you mean like the trucks and the salt trucks and all that?
Yes, yeah. The Oswego County Department of Transportation—they were on top of it.
Well, there you have it. Why am I hearing myself?
I'm hearing an echo now too.
Oh. I fixed it. Don't worry, I got this. Okay. It's okay, all everybody. Right. Don't you worry your little heads. Well, Bill, it's fitness geek time. Time for you to come on talk about the fitness world and what's going on in your world. Oh, we got to play a clip though, real quick.
Okay.
Sure. Let's play that clip.
This is from a previous episode of the show, and it'll be self-explanatory. Let's see if you can get a hint as to why we're bringing it up. So here you go. Who's been a Denver fan? I don't think I can just move there and go, "Yep, I'm going to adopt your team because I'm here."
How about if I win, or if the Broncos win, I do 50 push-ups. mm-hmm. on the show.
Fitty.
If the fitty push ups. Mm-hmm. If the Seahawks win, you eat a deep fried Twinkie on the show.
It's gotta be
something difficult for both of us.
That is difficult because I hate Twinkies. All right, I'm in.
Deal.
Oh,
did y'all hear that?
Did you hear him?
I think Bill. Were you hoping we would have forgotten?
Oh no.
That was not doctored.
Okay.
No.
So did you, this reminds me of something. Yeah, it reminds me of this. Hold on, let me play this for you right here.
Did you think we had forgotten?
We did not forget. We knew that you had to do it. So how do we make good on this bet? Do we do it today? Do we do it a different day? What do we do? I guess you need the Twinkie.
I don't need a Twinkie.
Yeah, see, that was the deal, right?
Did you hear that clip?
Yeah, the clip said if Brian's team won, he would do 50 push-ups. If Seattle won.
Oh, was it swapped?
Yeah, if Seattle won, right, you ate the Twinkie.
The second time hearing it, I still heard what what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. The power of suggestion compels you.
No, I should do the intent.
Yeah.
The push-ups for
Brian got it backwards. Even when you sent me the clip, I went, this isn't what he meant. But then I went, oh, this will be fun though to play with.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so Brian's gonna do his push-ups.
Yep. Okay. I've done 10 of them already during the first song break. I'll do another 10 during the next song break, and we'll work through this the rest of this week.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's enough of the commitment that I'm willing to make.
That's a good amount of commitment right there. All right, Bill.
It's like I would have eaten one bite of that Twinkie every week for a whole month.
Exactly. And it would have been fine.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Bill, what's going on in the world of fitness? Why should we think about our health and our stamina and our goodwill?
Oh, man. So you've had some fun and interesting stories from your gym temperatures.
Yeah, I have, right?
And I went look back through my notes. I can't believe I haven't done a gym etiquette episode.
Oh, yeah, we should do that because
I know
I need help. Clearly, I need help.
Yeah. Well,
other people around me
need some help. So I got a list of things. Here are things that maybe you shouldn't do when you're at a gym that other people share with you.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I love this already.
The big one, not wiping down your sweaty equipment. That's the big one. That's the big no-no that most people tend to not do.
What if it's not sweaty, though? There are going to be some people that say, well, I'm a non-sweater and I only did 10 reps and now I'm up and moving. Should they still do a courtesy wipe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other people are watching you, especially if people are waiting for you. You want everyone around you to feel like you made the effort, right? Mm-hmm. And every gym that I've been to recently has like a thing of disinfectant wipes on the wall. You just grab one, wipe everything down, wipe the handles and the seat, especially the handles. The handles are covered in germs. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's worse than the sweat you see on the machine? The sweat you don't see.
That's right. Oh. Sweat, or the technical term, urea.
Ooh, what?
It's practically pee, everyone.
Hold on a second.
On that gym equipment.
Is that really called urea?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. That's horrible. That's horrifying.
You've just given Scott a reason not to go to the gym.
Yeah, because that guy was looking all close at his urea, is what he was doing.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
oh, man.
You don't take notes on your pee?
No.
Not your consistency.
Smells like I'm about a quart low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking a little low. That is what it looked like. He was checking his oil. That's exactly what that reminded me of.
Yeah.
That's worse.
He had that, just like a crime scene investigator where you touch the blood and then rub it between your fingers.
Yeah.
Yes. You taste it a little bit.
Yeah. That's his blood, all right.
Then touch their hair. Why do they touch their hair afterwards?
I don't know. Yeah, they do that.
You have blood on your hands. What are you doing?
That's pretty weird.
All right. Anyway, I've seen this happen before. It's just sort of a weird occurrence, but you should not eat on the gym floor. Like, don't bring food.
People do that?
Really?
All right. I only bring this up because I've seen it happen before. There was a guy at the gym, and this dude was svelte. He was in great shape. But he would be literally on a stair machine with the big Costco-sized Mike and Ike's candy, dumping it in his face.
You're kidding me, dude.
Oh,
that's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
See, I could say like a Cliff Bar or some sort of energy bar or something like that.
This guy was freebasing candy while he was doing doing the snare machine.
Wow. Brought his kid's Halloween sack, and he's like fishing for Kit Kats.
Yeah, yeah. So don't eat on the gym floor. Okay.
That's not not a problem. I'm not going to ever do that ever.
Good, good. This is a pretty important. If you see broken equipment that doesn't have a sign, be the person, be the hero that goes and tells the staff, because someone could get hurt.
Should we put? Can we make our own makeshift sign? That could be fun. Like,
I mean, are you bringing like arts and crafts supplies?
Well, like a little Sharpie in my bag or something, and grab a paper towel and write on there. Don't sit here, dude. With weird urea was here last or something.
Urea problem.
New guy with a urea problem.
Beware, urea.
Yeah. this one's kind of weird. Being too close to others or hovering next to a piece of equipment between sets. So, like, let's say I'm using a weight machine, and I do my set, and then I have, like, a minute I got to rest. Mm-hmm. So I get off the machine, and maybe someone else does their set while I'm waiting. Don't hover.
When you say, because you're sitting, I got it. Like, they're I don't like that guy at all.
Let's keep feeling comfortable.
So far, you haven't covered any of the people I've seen be weird, though.
Keep your sneaky nuts in your pants.
But
what is the amount of time, like, if you are doing multiple sets, what is the amount of time that kind of the maximum that would just make you stay on that machine if there's somebody waiting? Like, if there's a, you know, would you do like 20 seconds, say, okay, let me do another rep, and then this is, or another set, this is all yours? Or
I think between a minute and a minute and a half is the most of a break that you want to take in between sets. Mm-hmm. So I think two people trading off of one machine is fair. If you get like people cycling in there, then the problem is that if you take too long of a break in between sets, you start to not get as much of an effect from the workout.
Makes sense. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's another good one. Too much perfume or too little deodorant. You want just the right amount. You want that Goldilocks zone.
Some of those people are there for showing themselves off. That's just the way it is. Like, they're true. They may get a workout, and hey, whatever it takes to get you to the gym, I guess. But some people are prancing around wearing really thick, heavy colognes and perfumes.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I saw a woman on the treadmill, and this was the thing where she was there every day. She showed up, but she had a full on like outfit that she wore. She had huge 80s hair. Like, she got all made up. She put everything on, and she wore heels on the treadmill.
Wow.
Like, she had a business meeting with the 1980s after the workout, and she wasn't going to change her shoes. So she was seriously wearing heels on the treadmill.
Oh, wow.
I used to go to the gym at like 1 a.m. because that's when I got off of work. And you saw some weird characters. Like, there was a guy I saw there. I'm pretty sure he lived there.
Wow.
He's like, $30 a month for a gym is way cheaper than rent. I'll just live here. There's a shower.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. That's like those dudes that live at hotels. They always freak me out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't go to the gym sick. If you're sick, stay home. Mm-hmm. Gym is a breeding place for germs.
Some people would say the only way to beat a cold is to work out through it. Just do it on your own. Do it somewhere else.
Yeah, do it at home. Yeah.
At your house. Do stair steps or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Breathe on the people you love the most.
Yes, share. Spread the love around with your family.
Sure.
don't drop free weights when you're done with them gently. You get the big tough guys who like do that last rep, and they're like, and they just hurl the weights on the ground. Don't do that. You hurt.
How do you feel about the guys that yell a lot while they're lifting?
Oh, the grunters.
Yeah, that's on my list. Unnecessary noises. Mm. Now, sometimes, like, there is an appropriate level of grunting, but at some point, you're just showing off. Yeah. So,
at some point, you're just doing, you're like a tennis player, and you should not be doing that in a gym setting where you're all in a closed area. This happens a lot. I hear this a lot.
Yeah.
And it's usually a guy with like a 25-pound hand weight.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, who are you trying to impress, dude? We're all buddies here. Relax.
Right. This one irritates the crap out of me. You using free weights? Put them back.
Yeah. Yes. Put them leave them on the floor. You dirty plebeian.
Yeah. Yeah. What gets me is like, oh, I need the 25s. Let's go get the 25s. There should be two of them, one for each hand. There's just one sitting on the rack. Mm. And I got to go track down the other one.
Yeah, that's not. Nobody should have to do that. Mm-hmm. You're talking about crazy people now.
Nobody got time for that.
No. Nobody ain't got time for that, Brian. Nobody
and then time for that. Finally, the one last one I have. Do not hog the equipment. Again, if you're using like a machine with weights and crap on it, and you finish your set, and that clearly other people would like to use that machine, even if you're going to do another set, get off, wipe it down, let them go do their set.
Yeah.
Don't hover.
You'll see a guy. Don't hog it. You'll see a guy sitting there, like finishing a chapter in his book and not working out.
Right. Right. Or sometimes, like, I've seen this happen too, where people will just be like hanging out at the gym. It's 1 a.m. I have nowhere better to be than to just hang out at the gym. They're not in gym clothes. They're just sitting on a machine. And I'm like, I kind of would like to use that machine that you are using apparently as a bed.
Yeah. I have to train.
Why do you live there?
I have to train Nick not to do this. Like when he's done or whatever. And he just wants to kind of hang around. And I have to like, no, Nick, you got to keep moving. Either use the machines or get on the track or go do something else. You can't just sit there and look at me.
Go hang out by the water fountain. Yeah. That's a great place.
I'm doing my part to raise this generation to properly respect our gym needs. Well, great. Those are all good suggestions. People should employ those next time they go to the gym. Speaking of the gym, if your name was Jim, but it's really Bill. Bill, let's talk about, you got anything going on people should know about? No more commissions. They're closed up.
Closed up.
Yeah.
Done for the year. I got lots of really amazing projects. I just signed some paperwork for something I can't talk about that I'm really excited about.
I know. I have a guess, but I'm sure my guess is not exactly right. But if I'm even close, I could not be more excited for you on that deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to tell us soon, or is that something you're going to have to keep quiet for a while?
I think by... I probably shouldn't say... eventually I will, yeah.
Yeah. Eventually you'll tell us.
Yeah.
All right. That's a safe thing to say.
Consider that Johnson pulled.
All right. I felt it.
Other than that, I've been doing lots and lots of stuff on my old YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically doing like vlog type stuff where I talk about issues in the cosplay world that people care about. Mm-hmm. So specifically, I just shot a video about photography and photography rights. And that will be going up later today.
Mm.
So people ought to go check it out. I'm almost at 10,000 subscribers. Which is cool, because then I'm going to shoot another dance video.
That's awesome. I didn't know you had already had 10 on there. That's great.
Yeah, I've been working really hard on that.
That's awesome. Nice. Well, go support Bill, because that's always good stuff. Bill Duran, everybody. Chinbeard on Twitter and punishprops.com. Stay out of trouble, man. We'll talk to you next time.
See you, Bill.
Okay, great. What the hell that was. Woo! All right. How about... a heap and helping of Justin Robert Young.
A big plate of jury.
Yeah. Let's see.
A big steaming...
a big steaming pile of
muffin
jury?
Muffin full of jury.
Mmm. Tasty. I love a big mouthful of the jury. Wait, what? A
mouthful of the jury.
Hey, B. Hey, Bo.
Wow.
Doing that thing again.
It was like you and Patrick Warburton were doing it at the same time.
At the same time.
These are their stories.
Oh, I'm terrible with names.
It's Justin Robert Young, everybody. Hi, Justin.
You're gosh darn right it is.
Dude, coming on Current Geek this week. I'm so excited. They're going to have him and Andrew Main, who I'm told we should not trust.
Oh, wow. Really? That's going to be great.
Yeah. Should be pretty rad.
That guy.
Old pals. Around. Yep. Old pals
like
doing it again.
He's a big shot now.
He's Mr. TV. Come on now. That's Hollywood's right. Come knocking.
There he is. He just wanders around L.A., you know, handcuffing people to bike racks like it's, you know, something to do.
All these people getting pilots on TV... their one common thread is they are buddies with Justin Robert Young. I think there's something there.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Gateway to Hollywood, they call me.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. He is the gateway drug to Hollywood. And if you're looking for big stardom on cable, I know a guy.
There we go. And his name is Maine.
That's fantastic. Justin, it's always fun to have you on. What's on your mind today, man?
Can we talk about how little Dennis Rodman cares?
Yes. So here's what I think on the surface level of that guy, and then let's go into this. My surface level impression is that inside he's a mess, and there are issues there that have been there since childhood, and nothing's ever been resolved.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Like it's turmoil times 20.
Oh, this is very, very deep trauma.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is trauma that would take years and years of professional therapy to kind of work for, because when once you get to this point, you are burying pain on top of pain on top of pain, and you have to kind of peel through it layer by layer to kind of get back to where you once belonged, as the Beatles say.
Hey, it's timely. It's 30 years, so nice job.
Well, or 50.
50 is it 50? I thought it was 30.
Sure. Also, earlier in the episode, somebody who died 104 years ago, you're like, oh, she's not that old. At what point do we hit the threshold of that's old?
That's pretty old.
104 years ago.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But wait a minute. What was I saying about... I thought that was 30 years for the Beatles. Is it 50?
50.
It's 50, holy yeah. shite. Yeah. All right. Well, that puts a whole new spin on the event for me. I was thinking it was a lot less than that.
It's like, oh, wow, why are people caring so much about the Beatles? Although I did read this thing. There was somebody put up on the LA Times just a laundry list of critical reactions to the Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Yeah.
Like all these critics. And it's like just them taking hilarious dumps on the Beatles as this like, flash in the pan nonsense and like, don't worry, blink and they'll be gone.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
These guys have no sting power whatsoever.
Somebody had collected like all the old 2001 reactions from supposed, you know, in the know technologists and futurists and people that were when the iPod was released. And it's the same thing. They're just like, this will be here and gone tomorrow. It's a piece of crap. Nobody's interested. Nobody wants this.
It's not as good as the Nomad.
Yeah, exactly. I had a Nomad. Oh my gosh.
No, that's hilarious.
Anyway, all right, so here. Dennis Rodman.
Let's do the list real quick.
Okay.
Let's say you throw up and poop in your own house by yourself.
All right. Got
right?
I've done
you
that.
Get so
been
drunk
there.
By yourself, you throw up and poop, right? In the hallway.
Okay.
That's embarrassing.
So we're talking about a Monday morning on TMS.
Yeah, normal morning for Brian.
Sure.
For Brian. I want to clear that up. For Brian.
Right. Yes.
That's something that'll probably linger with you for a while. But at some point, you're going to say to yourself, especially if this is as the result of drinking uncontrollably, I probably have a problem. Mm. That will sting and linger. Mm-hmm. Now let's take it up a notch. Let's say you do it at work. Like now you're threatening your job. Mm-hmm. Like let's say you do it at a family's house or on a date or something like that. We can continue to ratchet up this pressure.
Yeah.
None of which is anywhere close to getting so drunk that you vomit and poop in the hallway of one of the most vicious dictatorships on the planet. Like, this is basically like if he went to Skeletor's palace and got so drunk and pooped in the hallway. This is a international supervillain. They again, these are people that we weren't sure whether or not it was possible that he had his uncle eaten by dogs.
Uh-huh.
Like, people are like, oh, yeah, it's probably a hoax. Dot, dot, dot.
Well, I mean, here's audio from when he did it in the hall. You could hear this right away, right here.
Stop him, you fools!
Stop him, you fools, was yelled down the hall by Skeletor. Wow. Just to continue the Skeletor theme.
But it was too late.
Yeah, it was too late. Bunglers.
Bunglers!
Bunglers, all of them. Anyway.
That's what Rodman calls it.
Yeah, a bungler.
Leaving a bungler.
Leaving a bungler. Hey, what do you call it when you're in the North Korea and you crap in the hallway? It's leaving a bungler. I get what your point is. You just think that shows, okay, first, sure, trauma beyond trauma, layers deep, would take decades to clear.
Yeah.
Got it. No, but
that's what causes it.
Right.
But, like, this is beyond reproach because I think that there are some hardened alcoholics. Like some people with real, real, real problems that would be able to calm their stuff down enough to not poop in the hallway when in North Korea, right?
Yeah.
When your life literally hangs in a delicate balance and there are currently American citizens held in prison camps there, you know, like you would probably just keep it in your pants for a couple minutes. But I guess he'd been there enough times that he's like, all right, yeah, well, apparently Pyongyang looks a lot like a South Beach hotel to me. You know, I'm here a few times. I get drunk. I have a good time. I sing happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know, cash a check and let's go home.
This kind of thing, I mean, part of me, the word isn't admire, okay? So I want this to be clear. I don't admire that kind of behavior, but there's a piece of the moxie there or of the unflinching fearlessness of it, if that's what it is. And again, it'd be hard to know without really knowing Rodman.
He's got a lot of chutzpah.
Yeah, he got a lot of chutzpah there.
Yeah, a lot of,
whatever
a lot of
that is, that fearless sort of just who cares sort of thing. I wish I had a little bit more of that. Like just a taste more of that.
That is not, if I were to take a guess, that is not him having something. That is him dulling something. Mm. That is him dulling the voice in his head that says, hey, don't poop in this hallway. You might get murdered. Mm. You know?
Right.
Like that is not, I guess that is not a talent or a skill per se. It is something that, that is being taken away by way of his addiction.
Yeah.
But it is remarkable to see, because I don't know how many other people, I don't know how many, what is that list of American citizens who have successfully left Korea after pooping in a hallway, you know, especially in a grand palace. Yeah. I don't know if that's a long list, man.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, who knows how many have actually done it, but it seems like if you are a less well-known envoy from the States than Dennis Rodman, you're probably going to be in a prison for what you just did. Like, I can't imagine you crapping in the Great Leader's hotel and you getting away with that. Like, that just seems crazy.
That is anything but frowned upon.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine that is looked upon kindly by the great leader and his entourage.
I mean, his dad was all into it, sure. But his son, not so much, you know?
Imagine that. They come in and they, great leader, Dennis Rodman pooped in the... What? He left a bungler? Oh, man.
I love the bungler term. Can we keep using that?
Bungler. Oh,
we're gonna keep rolling with
created
that.
Created a bungler.
Hashtag bungler.
Yeah. All right. Trending, I like it because not only is it hot off the presses, but it's insightful information about the mind and the state of where Dennis Rodman's at. I mean, I really do think that we're probably looking forward to a day when there is a news report telling us that Dennis Rodman has overdosed or done something terrible. And that makes me sad.
Oh, yeah. No. This is not. I'm glad he's getting help because, you know, that I think he needs to do it. But I think he has been on a path like that for a very, very long time. He lives in South Florida. I would see him at bars every once in a while.
No, really?
Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
Did you ever say anything? You ever like go?
No, you just look over and you're like, oh, look at that. It's Dennis Rodman. And he's just kind of being Dennis Rodman, floating around, hitting on girls.
I better use the bathroom before he does.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, no. Yeah, Rodman's here. Do me a favor. Watch your step.
Yeah.
High knees, everybody. Rodman's around.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Well, that's interesting.
And I'll just let you know, when Rodman's around, you're the one picking up rebounds.
Yeah. Oh, hey, bunglers. Yeah. Look out for the bunglers.
Well done.
Excellent. This is all good stuff. Anything else that we should shed light on today?
So let's real quick switch gears. Have you guys talked much about the gay athlete, the gay football player?
No, the one that came out yesterday and they're worried he won't.
Yeah.
Something won't happen. Like,
so, Michael Sam.
Yeah,
is his name. He is a linebacker from Missouri. Came out to his team at the beginning of the last football season, which was extraordinarily successful for his team. He played very, very well. Was, you know, the co-SEC Defensive Player of the Year, which for non-sports ball people will just say is very good.
Yeah, that's good.
He comes out publicly, and really, there is a great. If you are interested in this, go read, it's on outsports.com, outsports.com. It's called The Eagle Has Landed, and it's all about the behind-the-scenes machinations of how this came to be, from him telling his team to him deciding he wanted to kind of go public with it before the draft because he wanted teams, he didn't want to get drafted and then drop the bombshell on the team.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you want it to let people know, and so they knew what they were getting and who he was beforehand, and also because he had told his team. Really, what the defining factor of why he came out was because he didn't want it to be a rumor thing. You know, he didn't want it to be a blind item on Deadspin that, like, you know, he had a boyfriend or something like that, or some cell phone photo of him holding hands with somebody.
Mm. It's a different approach, isn't it? Because usually the approach is get drafted, then tell. Like, that's the current mode. Or wait till your career's almost over.
Well, the current mode is don't do anything.
Yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
God's sakes, don't mention at all that you might, you know, like somebody of the same sex, because you know, the heavens will open up and God's own hand will punch you in the face. And I don't mean that to be a religious thing.
No.
You know, that
could have been Zeus, that, could have been Odin, whoever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just that. I mean, it is apparently an apocalyptic thing that would happen, right. Except for the fact that he told his team and they all rallied around him, yeah. And they played really, really well. Yeah. And apparently it was not a distraction at all. And if anything, the team kind of insulated the player, you know, insulated Sam going forward. But I think what's interesting now is we are in a weird place. And I don't disagree with anybody's point of view on this, but you get a lot of, I think the last time we talked about Jason Collins, the basketball player who was kind of at the end of his career, yeah, coming out, when we were talking about it, there was the sense that, like, well, I just wish this wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we all long for that time, but we kind of have to have this before we have that.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
Interesting. I would caution to anybody when talking about this, if you know that it's easy to want to say that, and I want that, but like, I think it's sometimes it comes off as weird when you just want to skip the fact that, like, hey, there are gay players out there. And I think this is going to get, there's going to be a lot more gay players over the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. Because in my opinion, I think sports is a place where there are a lot of gay players in the same way that, you know, a lot of women's athletics, there's a disproportionate to the population amount of gay athletes. And I don't know why that would necessarily be not the same, or at least, I mean, maybe not to the same degree, but you know, why wouldn't it be the same with male athletes?
Well, also just the idea that big social change, whatever that may be, is a thing that can happen quickly is a mistake to think that, because it won't. And if you try to force that, it's just harder. These things just take time and it's not going to happen overnight. And some things still are remnants, you know, like you should have heard when Obama got elected in 2008, you should have heard some of my wife's side of the family down in Mississippi, who still live down there. Should have heard some of the things that were coming out of their mouths. And you're like, oh, what? Wait a minute. What year is this? Am I driving flying cars yet? Because what the hell's going on in 2008 in you know, Biloxi, Mississippi? So, you know, small steps, unfortunately, for all these sorts of things. But it feels like every time something like this happens, another small step. I still say I'm looking forward. I don't know if it'll happen in my lifetime. I'm looking forward to the day when everyone can just respect everyone else's freedoms and quit acting like everybody needs to be everyone else's shepherd. I'm good, yeah, with that. When that happens, I'm a happy dude. But I don't think that happens in my lifetime. I think it happens in increments. It gets better. But at some point, I mean, I'm the only one that can control my end of the deal. I'll do that. But I can't force anyone else to do it any more than I want them to force me to think in any other way. I mean, in a funny way, it's like, you know, you've got somebody who's maybe really anti, let's say they're super anti-gay. Then you got somebody, yeah, who's so pro-gay, they're kind of doing the same thing. They're kind of making the same mistake, which is they're trying to force a thing. And it may be a better thing in the long run.
Yeah. I
but
mean,
they're still trying to force a thing.
There is a difference when there is a minority versus majority, though, yeah, right? Because if you are a minority and you have a loud voice, then you, it is from a perspective of, well, if I don't say anything, nobody will.
Yeah.
You know, whereas if you are a majority, the benefit of being in the majority is the, like, you basically have house rules, right? Yeah. You know, the default is whatever the majority wants. And so, you know, from a minority perspective, be it whatever, you know, or even in some cases when they are not, you know, well, like, if you're looking at, like, you know, women who are by population the majority, you know, there is a perspective of, you know, there needs to be a voice. And if it's not my voice, then whose will it be?
Yeah. And you don't want it to be Donald Trump's, is really all this show's been about today. Good stuff, man. Look at us making social change here on the morning stream on Tuesdays. It's amazing. It's heavy stuff.
This is what I like. We go from Dennis Rodman pooping in a hallway to the great, grand, beautiful future that could be a post race, gender, and sexual orientation,
yep,
America.
We're all wearing one jumpsuit and we're running from Big Brother. That's why I want to get there, where nobody cares.
By the way, real quick, so I was listening to Curtain Geek,
yeah,
and you guys mentioned the Logan's Run thing,
yeah,
in San Francisco.
Yeah, the official run thing.
Dude who organized it works at the Go Game.
I wondered about that.
My dude. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wondered.
He's a friend of mine.
That makes sense. It seems like this comes from that. That's cut from that log, right? Same idea.
So he did it for his birthday because he was turning 30. So that's why it was a Logan's Run thing and like an escape from Carousel.
That's great. How rad is that? Are you going to do it? Are you going to go Logan's Run or what?
Oh, it was. Or it already happened.
Oh, it happened.
I did.
All
but,
right.
I was very excited when I listened to it. Is there
anybody over 30 doing it?
I'm sure that there were many people over 30 doing it.
Because, you know, they need to be going to Carousel.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sounds hard. Well, there you have it. Tell me, the thing launched, your deal, your site, your web thing, thingy thing. Is that going right now? Like, is the morning stream streaming from the thing right now or what?
DiamondClub.tv. So.
Just keep calling it the thing until you give me the URL.
You can call it, yes. All, AKA the thing.
Yeah, got it.
So. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we have officially launched. We are kind of in soft launch now, but everybody can go to it. The idea is going to be that content from the following people, me, Andrew Main, Brian Brushwood, Tom Merritt, and Veronica Belmont, will be streamed on DiamondClub.tv. And we encourage everybody to just kind of leave it on. And we'll be able to play viral videos and stuff on there. And basically, it's a really smart project from the same guy who did strawpoll.me, Dan Dirks, that is able to refresh, the page automatically so we can embed whatever we want. You never have to hit a button. You can just stay in the chat room and everything will just kind of happen for you naturally. So we are kind of in soft launch. We've got a few more things that we want to kind of get rolling before we sort of make a big deal about it. But we came to you because, you know, when you list off me, Tom, Veronica, Brian, and Andrew, you know, we kind of felt like the natural, like, well, what about Scott would kind of be the next thing just because we all do stuff together sure. so often,
sure.
you know?
Sure. Totally.
That stuff's, it's not like it's a weird fit. It's not like it's not like I got a phone call from Pornhub.com and said they want to simulcast
There's
me.
There's a connection. Right?
No, although I know a guy if you want to get a call from Pornhub.com.
I do not, sir. I do not.
So basically, because me and Tom are on the morning stream and we wanted to stream everything that is streamable to the site with us on it, we're like, well, I mean, we'll embed this because, you know, this is on a publicly embeddable stream. And then we're like, well, it would be weird if it's like, and then 2 days a week, the morning stream.
Yeah.
So we came to you and said, hey, listen, would you be cool if we embedded the morning stream throughout the week? So this is in no way, and what we very specifically wanted to do was like we are all huge Frog Pants, part of the Frog Pants family.
Sure.
You know, and,
sure.
and we all come to Nerdtacular and we all love everything, and this is not in any way meant to be any kind of competition or anything. It's just another place where people can dig stuff. So,
yeah, so it's great. And so that should be said or mentioned that if we start seeing this stream pop up over there, people can see it there, of course, but we're not tearing down any of the other stuff, folks. So if you're already getting it the way you want it, then keep getting it that way.
That's exactly.
Nothing changes. Just, yeah.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need
that's
it.
That's the way you need it. Any way you want it. You know, the best use of that song was on the golf course with name?
Happy Madison?
No. On the other one. The only other golf movie that matters.
Tin Cowboy.
No. Freaking Caddyshack. Jeez.
We're naming a lot of...
It's Caddyshack. No respect. He goes out there and pushes the button and turns on the radio, and it's that song. It's great.
That's the one that's playing when Ronnie Dangerfield, like the speakers in his... Oh, I thought it was something else. Okay.
That's the one. It's good stuff. I could probably find the scene, but I'm not. I'm too lazy this morning.
Oh, that's all right. I believe you.
Yeah.
All right. So DiamondClub.tv, go ahead and check that out. In terms of stuff, we have... I'm here in Portland. It is a full Pacific Northwest rock block between me and Chinbeard here. We are going to be doing an NSFW show, tonight. It is the Double Clicks, the girl, geek rock supergroup are going to be live in my hotel room.
Are they sisters? Oh, geez. Are they sisters or no? Do I have that wrong?
I believe they're sisters.
I think they're sisters.
So I think they're sisters. You're yeah, no.
So you're describing, if we didn't know who they were and what was going on, you're describing quite the little arrangement there in your hotel room with these two sisters.
I might get a call from Pornhub.
Yeah.
So they're going to be performing. That's going to be super fun. I'm going to have to figure out a fun way to kind of make that look not like I'm just holding up a laptop in my hotel room,
yeah.
Which is going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
And then new video. I'm doing these videos. So I have one that people seem to like. Full disclosure, it has a lot of dirty language.
Yeah.
And this one has a lot of curse words in it. So if you are not a fan of curse words, and I don't blame you if you're not, then this might not be the video for you. But
right.
If you do enjoy some salty language, then go ahead to youtube.com/JustinRobertYoung and watch my tutorial on how to replace a headlight bulb in your car.
Brilliant. That sounds good to me. Laced with profanity.
Oh, there's a lot of... there's curse words to beat the band, Johnson.
Wow, good. Well, that's what I like to hear. Justin Robert Young, or Justin R. Young on Twitter, I should say. And, of course, all over the internet, always up to cool stuff, and always here on Tuesdays hanging out with us.
How are we doing on time?
We're great, man. We're good on time. I'm being told we're cutting you out. We're playing you off your award ceremony. So go ahead and try to thank everybody you can before the music plays.
I love you guys.
Okay, bye. All right.
See you.
I told them both I was trying to tighten up time on Tuesdays a little bit.
Oh, really?
I think Justin thinks that means it's all on him because he goes long, but it wasn't.
Okay, here's that
scene, by the way.
Are you kidding? When I was your age, I would lug 50 pounds of ice up six flights of stairs.
Here we go. Puts the bag down.
So what?
Hey, everybody. So what?
Turns on the radio.
So let's dance.
I was alone. I never knew.
Sure enough.
And there's Ted Knight all pissed because he can't concentrate because the music's gone.
Oh, Rodney.
I love that thing. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice. Shout out to Olin Luttrell, who just did a Patreon support level. Big thanks to him, man. I just want to thank everybody who's doing that. We got a bunch during the show today, in fact. And you guys are awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, a guy I do some work for, I keep getting his receipts for expensive shoes he buys. Why do you think I'm getting that in my email? Isn't that weird?
That is weird, yeah.
$150 Nikes. I don't know why I'm looking at these. All right. Anyway, hey, we're done with the show, except for emails, are brought to you by.
Let me scroll down. Sorry, I didn't know.
We only have one.
Brought to you by the Good, Bad, or Bullshit Podcast, the show where three guys give you uninformed opinions on topics selected by the boop, 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 random topic generator, TM, a one-of-a-kind diesel-powered randomizing engine that we keep in Mike's garage. Please visit gbbpodcast.com and subscribe today.
Sounds good. Dr. Clayton wrote in. I just want to thank him for this, and you'll hear why.
Okay.
Hey, Scott, and I may be sarcastic when I say this. Says, hey guys, just thought Scott would like to know that, and he's apparently a doctor. Even when he is well and asymptomatic, he will always have diverticulitis, aka bubble wrap bowel. Just one bad meal could tip you over into diverticulitis, Scott, or worse, could lead to bowel abscess, perforation, and death. Have a nice day, though, Dr. Clayton.
Oh, Dr. Clayton.
What are you trying to do to me, man?
Oh.
I thought we were friends.
You're on the precipice of death, Scott.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did some research, and he's right. It can go real bad real quick.
Five tacos good, six tacos bad.
Yeah. And you never not have it. You have it all the time. So thanks. Oh. Appreciate it. It's great. Awesome. My dad always had it. We only had one flare-up ever, and it went away after that. So I assume he still had it, but never had it flare-up.
Right.
Maybe I'm unlucky at love and life. That's it. We're done. We're out of here. Thank you, everybody, for being here. It's been a pleasure to hang out. Thanks to our guests. Thanks to everybody who listened at home and here live on the show. If you'd like to be a part of the program, frogpants.com/TMS is the website. All our links to stuff are there. You can email us, themorningstream@gmail.com. And on Twitter, we're Morningstream, Scott Johnson and Coverville. And Brian, well, now regale us with some sort of sing-along tune.
That's right. Feel free to sing along. This seems, I don't know why it seems like it goes well with this show, but maybe it does. Mm. This is continuing with the Russian influence from Sochi.
Chachi.
Joni loves Sochi, by the way, is what I hear. This is another Russian band doing a cover. And if you have any requests, by the way, for Russian artists doing covers, please let me know. Mm. These guys actually did a cover of Daft Punk's Get Lucky as part of, was it the opening ceremonies? It was some of the NBC televised stuff.
The police squad guys or whatever it was.
The Red Army Choir.
Yeah,
yes.
The police squad guys.
It was led by Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
Exactly.
Doing a cover of
Leslie Nielsen, everybody. Take it away.
That's right. Enrico Palazzo. all right. So we've got, this is the Red Army Choir doing a cover of a song that was done by Tom Jones and Moose T. I never heard it until I heard the cover, and then I went back and found the original, and it's just as good as any cover of the song I've heard. They recorded this in 2002 for the Triple M Musical Challenge 3 in Australia. It's a breakfast show put together by Andrew Denton. I love that breakfast show. Mm. This could, Morning Stream could be called, if we were in Australia, this would be a breakfast show.
Love it. Would it be? Yes. That's how they do it. Oh,
that's how they do it. That's what they call it. Yeah. Today is a breakfast show.
Great.
This is the Red Army Choir and their cover of Sex Bomb.
All right. Well, let's play it. We'll be back tomorrow. It's looking likely I have a big client thing on Thursday, which means no show Thursday, but tomorrow we are having a show. And
we'll just have to do an extra good show tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow will be doubly good. Not doubly long, but doubly good. thank you everybody for being here. We'll see you then.
On me, baby, you are sad like. If you read to see me move through the night, ain't gonna fire, shoot me right. I'm gonna like the way you fight. Now you found to seek me, called I use to wash away my lonely blues. So I can't deny a like is your babe, only one to make me fly. Sex bomb, you are sex bomb. You can give it to me when I need to come along. Sex bomb, you are sex bomb. And baby, you can turn me on. Now don't get me wrong, I'm gonna do you no heart. These bombs will only, you can shoot it far. I'm your main target, come on, help me at night. Love sold me, holding you tight. Make me explode, although you know the route to go to sex me slow. And yes, I must yet play that goes to that you are not all mine. Sex bomb, you are sex bomb. You can give it to me when I need to come along. Sex bomb, you are sex bomb. And baby, you can turn me on. Sex bomb, you are sex bomb. You can give it to me when I need to come along. Sex bomb, you are sex bomb. And baby, you can turn me on.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Diarrhea.